special report House impeachment debate. A solemn day on Capitol Hill as the House holds its final debate before a scheduled vote this evening on whether President Trump will be impeached. Republican Carol Miller.
If Congress hadn't spent the last year stuck in a divisive, ugly, partisan impeachment debacle, think of what we could have done. The lives that could have been saved, the communities that could have been improved, the crisis on our southern border ended, and the positive work that we should do for our country.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on the House floor.
It is tragic that the President's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
The House is addressing the President's actions through two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress.
I'm Mike Moss. Democrat Donna Shalala argues the House is being asked to make sure the U.S. democracy is defended.
As we labor to pass on to future generations many of the great hallmarks of our society, we must also work with active stewardship and vigilance to pass on a vibrant and functional democracy.
Republican Jackie Walorski defines impeachment as pure partisanship.
This impeachment obsession is not about accountability. It's not about justice. It's not even about the Constitution. It's about pure partisan politics at its worst. And you're watching it right here. And the American people see right through this today.
A New York State judge has dismissed a 16-count indictment against President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, on double jeopardy grounds. He's currently serving prison for financial crimes stemming from the Russia probe. On Wall Street, the Dow up 27. I'm Mike Moss.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
In the Senate, Inspector General Michael Horowitz is presenting his findings on the manner in which the FBI opened its Russia investigation.
While the information in the FBI's possession at the time was limited, in light of the low threshold established by department and FBI predication policy, we found the Crossfire Hurricane was opened for an authorized purpose and with sufficient factual predication.
Horowitz also said the FBI should have considered whether to end surveillance of Trump campaign aide Carter Page for earlier than it did after learning that allegations of collusion against him might not be credible. Mercedes-Benz will pay $13 million in penalties to the U.S. safety regulators for a string of reporting failures involving recalled vehicles. Last year, the Federal National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation into a recall reporting lapses by Mercedes involving more than a million vehicles. I'm Mike Moss.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than a quarter million dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, clear skies with a light breeze, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that...
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump! Baby, that's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high stepper. No step too high for a high stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Wednesday, live local talk. Glad to have you here this hour. Coming up in just about 23 minutes, I'll be joined by Cam Marston. Of course, Cam's show, What's Working, Wednesday nights here at 6 o'clock. Tonight's show about gratitude. It's a pretty interesting take, how gratitude, having gratitude, can help you as a human being, first of all, which is the most important, which is what we're put here on the planet to do, I think, number one, to be better human beings. But number two, how it can help you in your business. Pretty interesting take. He'll talk about tonight's show with us. Joins us a little bit after 1 o'clock. Plus, I will start rolling through some of my locals-only Christmas list. You know, I assemble this each year. Local crafts, local food, local literature, art, anything that's a local bent. And that could be Mobile, Baldwin counties. Of course, I'll let some Northwest Florida and Southeast Mississippi into the mix and stuff through the state of Alabama. There's no, like, hard and fast rules. It's just something I started doing years and years ago, a locals-only Christmas list, and I read through some of the stuff that's on the list right now, and we can add to it still between now and a week from now. Of course, is Christmas. By the way, if you didn't check, T-minus 7 days, right? Or I guess 6 days. All right, read a bunch of texts. Thank you all. I appreciate those. Even if I don't read your text on the air, or I have. I am reading them. Before I get out of here, I read everybody's text. Okay, so this one, though, from Jimmy in Bay Minette. This stood out. Thank you, Jimmy. Said, Sean, I agree with you, and I guess this is after my discussion of, but I believe there's a tell here. The tell is, because this is basically for show, right? The Democrats know. If the Democrats are saying, hey, we've got a person in the White House that's dangerous to the country, we got to get rid of them, they know the Senate's not going to vote to remove, so the impeachment's not going to make it. So why press so hard? Why risk this? Get out of idealism for a second. Look at this as you would a football game with two teams that you don't pull for. But you know, like you stumble upon that game and you know the freedom of watching like a college football game where you're not a fan of either team. You can kind of just watch it for what it is. It's kind of what I like to do with politics, actually. But I'm looking at this and I say, okay, the Democrats realize they're not going to remove the president. The Senate's not going to, they're going to vote the articles of impeachment through, but it's not going to get through the Senate. Then why compel their Democrats that are in Trump districts to risk voting on the articles of impeachment and risk those seats in the House going forward? And my feeling is they think that the White House is more important than those seats. So they're going to, if they have to suffer, and they probably made big promises. Listen, we'll come in there. We'll pour money into your campaign when you have to run for re-election. We'll do everything we can to make sure you hold on to the office. But we have to have you vote for these articles of impeachment. That's like Speaker Pelosi and company speaking to some of these Democrats that are in districts that President Trump won. They're kind of purple. They go back and forth from Democrat to Republican, which is probably a healthy thing in some places. The motivation to that must be based not on removing the president, but making sure that the Democrat wins in 2020. And right now, you look at if President Trump had no chance of winning in 2020, I don't think the Democrats would be pressing this hard on articles of impeachment. I just don't. So Jimmy in Baymanette writes, he said, Sean, I agree with you, but what if? What if the Democrats are thinking that the Republicans are terrified of entertaining the thought of removing him, that would be President Trump, from office, but once they see that the Democrats have his hands tied and haven't been over the fence, then maybe they will start coming on board, kind of like everyone is scared to death of a snake until someone has it caught and in a bag. I'm following you, Jimmy. He said it's almost like until this thing is totally over, I cannot help but wonder. I just know there's not a one of them that can be completely trusted. He said, after having listened to many, many people and hours of this crap, preach, Jimmy, I believe that Doug Collins may be one of the more trustable people in the whole dang bunch, and I certainly would not put my faith in Mitch McConnell. But what are your thoughts? And he did say, I did read the entire 6-page letter this morning that President Trump sent to Pelosi. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it, but I promise it's very much worth the time and very, very impressive. And I even wish you could find the time to read it word for word on the air. Yeah, I don't know if I could go through the... It's interesting. I think it gets, of course, what the president does. It almost sounds like he's speaking at one of his events. It gets to rambling at some points. But yeah, I don't know if we'll have time to read that word for word as we go through, but you mentioned Doug Collins. Okay. It's and story up today off of what Doug Collins said. Doug Collins is calling out Democrats, saying Democrats rushing to impeach the president is like last minute Christmas shopping. Did you hear this? So he said, this is what Representative Doug Collins out of Georgia, Republican out of Georgia, told the Rules Committee. He said, when you're under the tyranny of a clock and that calendar, nothing else matters. It's like what's going to happen here in the holidays is you're going to get close to that day and you're supposed to get that gift and nothing else matters. You just got to get it. At the last minute, if you don't have anything, you just go out and you buy the first thing that you can get. End quote. A lot of truth to that. Actually, can we have that audio? Okay, let's run with the audio here. Got it. Let him say it. He'd probably say it better than I. Why don't we have the audio? I don't know why we don't have the audio. We'll try this once again from the top. We got him. Let's see. I don't know. There's probably a very solid reason why I don't have that audio coming through, but I can't figure it out. He goes on to say the clock was running out. They found a phone call they didn't like. They didn't like this administration. They didn't like what the president did. They tried to make up claims that there was pressure and all these other things outlined in the report, but at the end of the day, it's simply last-minute Christmas shopping. They ran and found something and said, we can do it, he concluded. The panel's meeting yesterday laid out the procedural groundwork for the House debate. It's going on today. So there's some sense to that because people were asking, you know, at first it was Russian collusion, then it was this, then it was that, and it's Ukraine, and I like the analogy made by Doug Collins because there's, at least on the Christmas shopping side of it, there's some truth, right? You get in that situation and you got to have a gift. And they really wanted this, but I just got to get something. Got to make sure I get something. You can't take your time. And there's some of that going on. But why? But let me back up here, Jimmy, and to Doug Collins. So why do they feel like they have to buy the gift, I guess, to stay with the analogy? And to me, that's because they realize President Trump is trending at this point, unless there's a sleeper Democrat or a transformation in one of the Democrats we've seen already that's going to make them a better candidate, they realize President Trump has a very good chance of winning another 4 years. And that is, they can't stand it. And you know what? I would flip things around. This is why, you know, this is why all sides are mad at me. That's fine. Once again, when I defend the president on this impeachment thing, I'm trying to do it factually, looking at what's an impeachable offense? There's plenty of stuff President Trump has done that I don't like, and I talk about it. But in this case, the man has done some things that Democrats disagree with, but does it reach the level of impeachment? I mean, that's the point. So let's go back a second here and say, you know, they're rushing to move forward with buying that last-minute Christmas gift, or in this case, getting the impeachment, based on what? And to me, it's not based on the fact that they're not going to remove the president. The Senate is not going to do that. So their move here is to get something that will help them in 2020. And to Jimmy, to your question earlier, do I think that there will be Republicans waiting for the Democrats? And I know there are plenty of Republicans who would like to see President Trump go, but I think they would like to see him replaced, right, obviously, with Pence or somebody else. Okay, I think that's true. But will they gang up on him? No. President Trump has, in the last 3 years, absolutely set the party chairs, the people state by state that run Republican politics, to people that are big supporters of him. So even if an individual member of Congress wanted to go find somebody else and get a little bit of a cabal together saying, hey, we'll sign on with the Democrats when the time is right, they would get no support from the people. There would be no backbone in them doing that. So to see any kind of defection of Republicans at the last minute, I think, is waiting on something that will not happen. All right, 116, we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. The two men charged in the death of a University of South Alabama professor were back in court today. Dekez Timmons and Derek Scott pleaded not guilty to felony murder in the death of Dr. Matthew Weiser. Detectives traced Weiser's stolen Nintendo Switch to Timmons and Scott when it was logged onto a network. Pensacola police are investigating the death of a man found outside an apartment complex on Underwood Avenue. He was found in between an AC unit and the wall outside the Chapin's Landing Apartments. No word on his cause of death or the man's name. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo has welcomed a pair of giraffes to its menagerie in Gulf Shores. The male is named Benjamin, the female, Akyla. They arrived at their new home several weeks ago and are expected to be a big draw when the zoo opens its new facility off County Road 6 early next year. For WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Local coverage you can count on.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before, and I think this is true for all of us. We're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Whether you're shooting on the range, hunkered down in a muddy duck blind, or standing on a snowy ridgetop listening to the bugle of a bull elk, you'll enjoy your time afield even more with Browning's full line of hunting, shooting, and outdoor products. That's because Browning offers the quality, durability, and versatility for the discerning sportsman. Stop by McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile, 3498 Spring Hill Avenue, and see for yourself why Browning is the best there is.
So we've all been there before. You're in a fender bender, and the next thing you got to figure out is, when are you getting your vehicle back? And the more important thing is, when are you getting your vehicle back with the repairs done properly? That's where the trusted folks at Professional Collision come in. When you bring your car to Professional Collision, you're in good hands. 40 years of experience, Professional Collision has streamlined the process of collision repair with prompt, clear, and concise estimates, a customer service team who will keep you informed every step of the way, and a restored vehicle that meets the highest quality standards at a fair market price. They've got certified technicians that are trained to know and understand the fine details of each make and model, and you can expect the highest level of quality craftsmanship. Trusted by more vehicle manufacturers, training organizations, and insurance companies than any other collision repair company on the Central Gulf Coast. You can rest assured that they take care of you like someone in their own family. And that's what's important, getting that vehicle back and getting it back fixed right. That is Professional Collision. Check them out today at professional-collision.com.
Celebrate the holidays with magic Christmas and lights at Bell & Grath Gardens and Home. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Tickets at bellandgrath.org.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie@FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at FMTalk1065.com.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
That's right, 120 FM Talk 1065, Midday Mobile, Wednesday style, as we are just a week out from Christmas. Got a solution to those guys on your list, hard to shop for. I know, I may resemble that. That is before getting the gift of Harry's. And given the gift of Harry's, been shaving with them for over 6 years now, I can guarantee you this. The shave is fantastic. The blades are just, they're top-notch. The shave you get, I mean, that's the whole key. All this other stuff I'm going to tell you is really cool, but it's no good unless you have good blades. You got great blades with Harry's. And you can get shopping done for those guys that are hard to buy for on your list. It's a practical gift that he's actually going to use. And you can get a set starting at just $20, a holiday gift set starting at just $20, which is within your Secret Santa limits if you're doing an office Christmas party, something like that. And any of y'all can go online right now that are listening to us, not everybody, but listening to us, and save a bunch of money right now on those gift sets. Now, think about this. They start at $20. You can get them with $20 and up. You can get a bunch of, you can get a bigger set for dad or for your uncle that you don't like. You can get them the $20 set. I'm not here to judge you. Just do what's right for you, but give the gift of Harry's. And it comes in a ready-to-gift handsome box. So you can just put it under the tree or wrap it up and mail it. It's, I mean, you don't have to do wrapping, any of that. And the nice thing is their gift gives back as well. 1% of each sale is going to be donated to charitable organizations. Special offer for y'all. Fans of the show, I've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter code MOBILE at checkout over at harrys.com. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle with the option to have it engraved, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming shave gel for that rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, and it's packaged in that handsome holiday gift box. Shipping cuts off at the end of the week, as in Friday, y'all. So act now. Just use code MOBILE at harrys.com. That is code MOBILE. Go check it out. All right. Watching here, got the monitor in the studio, one of the monitors in the studio, watching the floor of the house here as speech is back and forth. We may run some of that audio because it's amazing. It's just back and forth how the same issue, this is going to go down as a completely partisan vote, although I would say that there'll be some Democrats voting with the Republicans. No, the rest of the Democrats will vote yes. The place in the middle is a place that's interesting to me. Are there people, because you hear the speeches, like I said, do I think there are things that have happened in this process that give me pause on both sides? Yeah, but it also doesn't surprise me because this is how business is done in Washington. But my issue is, does this reach the level of impeachment? The accusations as they stand, and I don't feel they do. That doesn't mean I think every player in this is the best person ever. But you listen to these speeches, of course, that's what they do, right? In the House, they're going to tell you that this is 100% the most horrible president we've ever had, or 100% the best president we've ever had. Go ahead and pop that up. Let's run that for a second.
Appointments were unanimously struck down by the Supreme Court. He used national security agencies to lie to the American people about Benghazi to win the 2012 election. He spied on reporters. Finally, it was the Obama administration that committed 17 serious violations before the FISA court to spy on Trump campaign associates. Despite these clear abuses of power by FDR, JFK, LBJ, and Obama, Republicans did not impeach. Why? Because the framers did not want a low bar for impeachment. They wanted Congress and the president to work out their differences. When I asked Professor Turley in a Judiciary Committee hearing if any president could avoid impeachment with this low standard, he said no. I yield back.
Gentleman from New York.
Madam Speaker, I would remind the gentleman that President Obama provided thousands of pages of information to congressional requests that Attorney General Holder and others testified, unlike now. I now yield 1 minute to the gentlelady from Illinois, Ms. Kelly.
Gentlelady is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, today is a solemn day in America, a day that none of us hoped for when we came to Congress. But the events of today are something that each of us swore that we were prepared to execute in defense of the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is the oath that binds the men and women of the 116th Congress as our democracy implores we defend her. A clear and present threat to American democracy is what brings us here. The architect, a president who asked that a foreign nation interfere in our election. This was our founding fathers' greatest fear. I cast this solemn vote for the many individuals in my district who entrusted me to be their voice in Congress. They entrusted me to uphold our Constitution for them. I vote yes for Sarah in Chicago, Doug in Kankakee, Diane in Flossmoor. Yes for Kathy in Moments, Catherine in Crete, and Jimmy in Park Forest. The facts are simple. The path forward is clear. Impeachment is not an option. It is an obligation because no one is above the law. I yield back.
Gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, it is my privilege to yield 2 minutes to the gentleman from Pennsylvania, another member of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Eschenbauer.
Gentleman's recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and thank you, Ranking Member Collins. You know, in the Navy, we had a saying, bluff, bottom line up front. Well, I'll give you the bottom line. Democrats are terrified that President Trump is going to win re-election. They can't beat him on the merits. So the Democrats are caving to their far-left radical base, and they're using the thoughts and the feelings and the assumptions of some unnamed bureaucrats rather than relying on facts and law to impeach a duly elected president. Let me be clear. This is nothing more than a political hit job. You know, I've been on all sides of the courtroom. I was a prosecutor in the Navy. I was a defense attorney in the Navy. I was a district judge in my hometown. And let me tell you, as a lawyer, I would defend this case every day of the week. As a judge, I would dismiss this on day one for lack of merit. There's no prima facie case here. I'll tell you who I'd prosecute, though. I would prosecute Adam Schiff for abuse of power. Why? How about the fact that he used his position as chairman to leak phone records of ranking member Devin Nunes? How about the fact that he dumped over 8,000 pages of documents on Republicans less than 48 hours before a hearing? That is the abuse of power. And obstruction? I'd prosecute the Democrats for obstruction. How about the fact that Judiciary Democrats voted down my request to subpoena the whistleblower? How about the fact that Chairman Nadler refused every single Republican request for a fact witness? That is obstruction of Congress. So again, let me be clear. Today is nothing more than a political hit job. Thank you, and I yield back.
All right, so just a little bit. That's what I'm saying. That's what's going on right now. Both sides, 100% one way or the other. And I guess you have to be in the highly partisan environment of what's going on today on this precursor to this afternoon's vote on articles of impeachment that we know the Democrats have the votes for. It'll move through. I think what the things to watch this evening, this afternoon, see how many Democrats bail. Will it be like two? Will it be, I think most people think it won't be double digits, or at the max, it might be 10 Democrats voting no along with the Republicans. But I think that's way too, will it be two, four, five, six? That's probably an indicator. If it gets close to double digits, that's an indicator of losing, you know, Speaker Pelosi losing some control of those moderates and them just saying, hey, we're going to strike out on our own path, try to keep our office in the next cycle. If it's like one or something or two, then Democrats got their folks in line. And then, of course, we'll start talking about the next part of this as it heads to the Senate. We'll be doing that on tomorrow's show a good bit. All right, coming up in just a couple minutes, it's What's Working with Cam Marston, host Cam Marston, going to join us to talk about gratitude. Also coming up, my Locals Only Christmas list for this year. We'll get into some of the things and the stores and the crafts and all that stuff, the literature that made it on the list. We'll talk about that coming up in the second half of this hour. And also, just so you know, got to make sure everybody knows that Delwyn Knight, you saw this, I put it on Twitter. You know the road rage guy, right? The road rage guy, we've been talking about him for quite a while. I mean, to the point that, remember, I had even made a song with his voice in it.
These folks messing with me. Probably arrest one person out the whole eight. But they said I'm harassing folks. I'm just not no crazy maniac like type of guy, you know. I'm a good guy. I'm very successful. You see what I'm driving? It's like these people be judging me, then make me do stuff, and then react in a way like I'm threatening them. But they be bringing they bring it to my attention. Then when I act like flip them off or whatever. They act like I'm like it's a big threat. Like I'm threatening them. Like. And I haven't harassed anyone. It's just road rage, guy.
Delwyn Knight back behind bars after, according to a judge in Baldwin County, he's had his bond revoked after another alleged incident this week with a local attorney. So, Knight pled guilty to half a dozen charges earlier this year. Based around road rage, he's back in now. So we'll have more road rage updates coming up in just a little bit. But we're talking gratitude with Cam next.
Special report, House impeachment debate. Utah Republican Chris Stewart says Democrats are looking to impeach President Trump because they don't like him.
This vote, this day, has nothing to do with Ukraine. It has nothing to do with abuse of power. It has nothing to do with obstruction of Congress. This vote, this day, is about one thing and one thing only. They hate this president.
Democrat Scott Peters.
Republicans have not sought the truth. They have sought to avoid the truth. They have demeaned and insulted witnesses, patriots, warriors, career diplomats who provided evidence against the president. No House Republican has joined us to demand the documents and witnesses that President Trump has refused to produce.
The House will vote on two articles of impeachment alleging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, a vote expected tonight. Democrats claim to have enough support to impeach. I'm Mike Moss.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, clear skies with a light freeze, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
If your financial advisor has retired or left the business and you need help understanding your investments or relocating to a safer investment, call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. With over 75 years of combined experience, Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne has a comprehensive financial planning team, including a CPA and an estate planning attorney. If you want a local advisor, call Jim Bird at 625-1226. 625-1226. Or visit their website, www.askjimbird.com. and listen for his talk show, Safe Investing in the New Economy, here on FM Talk 106.5, Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m.
We guarantee you won't run out of income before you run out of life.
Call 625-1226 today.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today. 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
It's the season of citrus on the Gulf Coast, the season when the Gulf Coast citrus reach their peak ripeness and flavor. We're not talking about California Valencia oranges or Florida navels or Rio Grande grapefruit. That's not the citrus we do well, and they won't be at their peak flavor till long after Christmas. We're talking about citrus flavors that are only known here along the Gulf Coast because we grow them as well or better than anybody else can. Satsumas, clementines, ponkan, Meyer lemon, kumquats, Hamlin oranges, calamondins, kishus. Remember the names of our citrus and look for them at local vegetable stands.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News, outlining next steps regarding impeachment, like who the key players will be in a potential Senate trial. Also, ever wonder if your internet service provider delivers the upload and download speeds that it promises? We'll have an investigative report that indicates the answer is no. And the top stressors when it comes to holiday travel. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Get your day started with me tomorrow morning from 4 to 6 on FM Talk 106.5.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Good to see my buddy Cam Barston back in studio. Cam, of course, of What's Working. And we'll talk about tonight's very special edition of What's Working. Can we say that? I mean, remember when we were kids, network shows were always on a very special.
Right. Right. That's the Hallmark Network. We've got a very special airing tonight or showing. Yeah.
On a very special What's Working. But it is. It is a seasonal thing, and I want to talk about tonight's show. But before we do that, because there's new people coming to the radio station all the time, if there's somebody out there who has not heard your program yet, tell them why they need to listen.
What's Working with Cam Marston. Believe it or not, we're nearing 2 years of shows now. And what we do is focus on workplace and two things. Workplace and workforce trends. What's going on in the workplace and the workforce that our listeners can somehow benefit from? Mostly HR trends, sales trends, things that we see. The second side of the show is highlighting unique businesses that are doing something special, something odd, different, and are getting a toehold in some unique way. So we find these business owners that are doing something special and having some success at it, whether it be a product, a non-traditional product, a unique approach to the workplace, a unique approach to recruiting and retaining people, or people with some significant influence in the community, and learning about them and how they see themselves and their role. So it's not a show about, when we get these people on, it's not about their company. It's about them and what they do to run that company.
Yeah, and it, for me as a small business owner, it's like continuing education.
That's right.
You know, I listen to it and I pick up maybe this idea from this one company, this other idea from, and I try to see if those will work in our company. And I think that's what a lot of people can get. Interesting stories and people,
yes,
obviously, but there's a take. We're getting educated.
Yeah, and the beginning of the show was purely self-interest. First, I was very curious about whether I could do it. And second, as you know, I'm giving seminars and presentations across the country on a regular basis, and I always want to stay close to the trends. So no better way to stay close to the trends than talk to the people who are setting the trends and dealing with these trends. So I'm listening not only for content to deliver over the air, but content that I can deliver in my seminars as well. So it's these trends that I'm learning that I can then regurgitate to my clients and help them, just like you said, get a little bit better, continuous education.
So we're all learning at the same time.
Exactly.
I like it. So tonight's show. Special show tonight, and what are we learning about tonight?
We're off the radar tonight. We're doing something very different. It is about workplace and workforce trends, but the focus is gratitude. We're using the holiday season to kind of raise our hand and say, we're going to do something really, really different.
Okay.
And our excuse is that we're going to use the holiday season as a trigger for it. We're going to do a show about gratitude. One of the themes and the most successful people that I've spoken to in this nearly 10 years of conversations is the extraordinary gratefulness they've had for the opportunities to get into where they are. They look back at their history of business and say, I've been lucky, I've been successful, but so much of it comes from luck. I've been successful, but so much just comes from what my parents or so-and-so gave me. There's an extraordinary sense of gratitude. And it has triggered in me the reminder of a guy that I met, and I'm holding his book right now, about, and I'm guessing here, 10, 12 years ago. And he made such an impression on me. I was giving a presentation in Boston, and he also was on the speaking agenda. His name is Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar. 10 years ago, he was a professor at Harvard, and he focused on, in his class, the seeds of happiness. His was the most popular class delivered at Harvard, and he wrote this book called Happier. The premise is, if I were to ask you, Sean, are you happy? The chances are you're going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to ask you, could you be happier? Most everybody's going to say, yeah, there's a mm-hmm. lot of room for improvement. So he wrote a book on how to become happier. And one of the keys to it is a sense of gratitude and being intentional and thorough and thoughtful about the gratitude. Again, it's one of the keys of each of these influential people I've spoken to this past year. And I thought, it's not tangible. It's not an HR strategy.
Right.
But it's a common element. Let's unpack this thing. And let's use the holiday to unpack it. So Tal is going to be on the show. I was able to get him. He's now teaching at Columbia University in New York City. I was able to call him and say, hey, man, you don't remember me, but I bought your book. And in fact, I've bought probably a dozen copies of your book and given them away. His book sits next to my bedstand, and when I get in a funk, I reach for it. I want you on my show tonight. And he agreed. He willfully agreed. He said, yeah, I'll give you 10 minutes of time. I'm, you know, everybody's busy. I'll give you 10 minutes.
Right.
And he's going to come on and talk about the seeds of gratitude. And in our brief conversation prior to when I set up the interview for tonight, he used an expression I'd never heard before. We're familiar, you and I, and everybody listening has heard post-traumatic stress.
Sure.
And the disorders that come out of post-traumatic stress. What he emphasizes is post-traumatic growth. And that the same people that go through post-traumatic stress can also go through post-traumatic growth and change their life from these experiences. So these are, so I said, I learned that, and kind of preparing for the show. Tonight's going to be a live show. This is what we don't do often. We
right,
are usually
right.
record these things due to busy travel schedules. And I'm bringing into the studio with me tonight two people who have gone through post-traumatic growth. One of them is named Rob Stewarty. Rob's local to the city of Mobile. He travels all the time. We're not here to talk about Rob's business acumen, which is solid. We're here to talk about his post-traumatic growth after Whipple surgery and pancreatic cancer. The more I've learned about that, the more I realize Rob is an exception in the way he lives his life, which we'll learn about tonight, and what he does on a regular basis is phenomenal. We're also going to meet Stephanie Anderton. She came down with some serious breast cancer about the same time she got pregnant. And she had to decide chemo or which could impact the baby. She chose a path that was remarkable. She's healthy today, but we're going to hear how she's grown as a result of these remarkable decisions she had to make. And every moment of her life is a gift, is a joy. Now, we hear these things all the time. We're going to meet these people, and my job is tonight is to not get them just to tell their story, but how they've changed as a result of that story and what I can pick up out of this. And if we can get a tenth of what they do, then everybody listening is going to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
So the focus tonight is gratitude. And it's not going to be gloomy and teary or anything like that. It's, all right, this is real. I hear it over and over again. What do we need to know? What do I do tonight and tomorrow morning to exhibit this in my life, because it's going to show up in every facet of my life.
Yeah, that's what I like about talking with you, because you see things from a couple perspectives, and one of them that analytical take where say, okay, gratitude's important, but you're going to tell us and give us examples how that works for us, and how do I do a better job?
How do I do a better job? Again, in speaking with Tal, Dr. Ben-Shahar, in setting up the appointment tonight, he has a gratitude journal. So there are tactics, there are steps, there are things that you and I can do. It's more than saying thank you when someone opens the door. It's an intentional practice of saying, the more gratitude I exhibit, the more grateful I'll feel. And it's an upward spiral in your life. versus the more bitterness I exhibit, the more bitterness I feel. We choose the path. So he's going to tell us, what do we need to do? What are the behaviors? I mean, what do I need to do when I get out of bed to begin this on the right process, on the right path? And my suspicion is, after this 2 years of conversation with so many people that in their, they've not stopped my questioning to exhibit gratitude. It's just come out in the cracks of the conversation of how grateful they are for the opportunities they've been given. My suspicion is many of the people that are in the positions of influence that I found to interview for the show have a lot of these things in common, though they may not be aware of it. We're going to get Tal to tell us what to do.
I tell you what, I just looking at the copy of the book you brought in the studio, to me, that may be, if it was more widely publicized, there wouldn't be any need for any other self-help book. Because if you think about all the other self-help books, how to do this, that, and the other, people are trying to achieve success, fortune, whatever these things are, it's to be happier. So this one is like the trump card. Because that's what, maybe there's some exceptions, but the majority of people that would tackle any self-growth or improvement, it is selfish to some degree because you want happier, right? Bringing happiness to other people brings happiness to you, to the world, those kind of things. That's what everybody's striving for.
Everybody wants that. And everybody, like I said, everybody could claim to want to be happier. And it's, I think the message in here, and it gets into, we can get into religion and we can get into spirituality. We can get into mysticism, which is something that's captured my attention recently. But regardless of the religions, the premises of these religions are often very the same. Lose yourself in the moment. Figure out ways to do things for other people, and the keys are there. And again, it's a business show. What's working right with Cam Marston is a business show. And in 2 years, I've always kind of felt this, but in 2 years, I've firmly come to believe there's not a separation between what you feel and think and believe and the way you run your business. It's a part of who you are. You're one person. You don't turn it on. You don't turn it off. So these successful people that I interview who exhibit this gratitude, along with many other things, very organized, great networkers, all that other stuff, these people who exhibit the gratitude are grateful at home. They're grateful at work. They're grateful when they go to a restaurant. They're grateful everywhere. And I think there's a recipe we can learn from this, both in, and that's the goal of the show tonight. Bring out the recipe, and let's find two people who have gone through post-traumatic growth, and what can we learn from them?
All right. We'll be tuned in tonight at 6 o'clock. And remind folks, too, online, podcasts, all that. Where do they go for more?
CamMarston.com. The website is CamMarston.com, CamMarston.com. If you're on a computer, you'll see the link across the top of the page. If you're on a handheld device, there's a little icon in the top right corner where you can click, and you can find the show. And don't forget, we're live tonight, so if the phone rings in here, if the text line lights up in here, we'll take those texts. Why don't you remind them of the phone number?
That would be 343-0106. Good for a text, good for a call. Damn, see you this evening.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. I'm grateful for you, too.
Okay.
All right, I'm working on this, right?
For WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. The two men charged in the death of a University of South Alabama professor were back in court today. Dekez Timmons and Derek Scott pleaded not guilty to felony murder in the death of Dr. Matthew Weiser. Detectives traced Weiser's stolen Nintendo Switch to Timmons and Scott when it was logged onto a network. Pensacola police are investigating the death of a man found outside an apartment complex on Underwood Avenue. He was found in between an AC unit and the wall outside the Chapin's Landing Apartments. No word on his cause of death or the man's name. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo has welcomed a pair of giraffes to its menagerie in Gulf Shores. The male is named Benjamin, the female, Akyla. They arrived at their new home several weeks ago and are expected to be a big draw when the zoo opens its new facility off County Road 6 early next year. For WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Big thank you to my buddy Cam Marston. Check out What's Working Tonight, all about gratitude. That show rolls at 6 tonight here at FM Talk 106.5. Of course, just part of the, what is it? Look at it, 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming that we do every weekday right here at every week at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, while we're keeping it local here, I want to run through this. I mentioned it the other day. You know, each year I do this, and it's just kind of a working list. It's a list that we just build on each year. Some things make it year to year. Some things go away. Some new things come in. That is my locals only Christmas list. Now, I run through some of the items. We'll make sure to get all of them on here in the next couple of days on Midday Mobile. But a few that are on the list for today. And these are going to be, listen, if you don't have a chance to jot these down, that's fine. You can send me an email. I'll send you this list back. We can also probably post this maybe on our Facebook page. But this is just a list of some of the items that I have on my Locals Only Christmas list, which is items that are unique to our area. And our area, yeah, you know, outside Mobile Baldwin counties, southeast Mississippi, northwest Florida, there's some gifts are from farther north in the state of Alabama, but they're Alabama or they're right here along the northern Gulf Coast. And they are not just like a neat thing that is sold by somebody here, but something that the thing, the event, the gift item is something that has real local roots. Okay, so it could be foods, it could be drink, it could be artwork, it could be literature, it could be thingies, widgets, whatever. They all make it onto the list because they have that local angle. So some of the things I'll run through, maybe this will help you if you're looking for some last-minute Christmas gifts or just starting your Christmas shopping. Maybe this will give you an idea. One here, I'm going to start off the list with my friend Cammy at Cammy's Old Dutch, because this is something we started getting as a gift years ago, and then my wife and I started giving this as a gift to our children, and that is a gift certificate to Cammy's Old Dutch. You talk about a local product and with great history, a great local flavor or flavors of ice cream at Cammy's Old Dutch. You can go through her Facebook page or just Google Cammy's Old Dutch or call her or stop by, even better, even tastier, and get that gift certificate. What we've done is each month the kids have a certain amount of ice cream they get with their gift certificate from Cammy's Old Dutch. So that's a neat idea, something that keeps given year-round. The kids get the gift, or maybe the grown-up gets the gift. It gets to enjoy it year-round. So Cammy's Old Dutch, year's worth of ice cream, gift certificate, great idea. This next one, something new on the list here, but something I'm interested in doing. I thought I was going to be able to do it here this fall, but I've run out of time, but we'll get it done hopefully in the new year. The Blacksmith Experience, that's going on in the Daphne area. If you'll go to theblacksmithexperience.com, theblacksmithexperience.com, learned how to blacksmith. I thought it was going to be a cool thing. I want to take my kids to do it with me. It's something that, yeah, you've seen it in, you know, umpteen movies and the person, you know, beating on the red hot piece of metal and doing all that. Well, you can learn to do that with the Blacksmith Experience. You go to theblacksmithexperience.com and get the link for the class there in Daphne. Gaffney. And once again, even if you're riding down the road and can't get all the websites, that's fine. Shoot me an email, shoot me a text, and we'll get you a link to my list. Also on the list, you know I love the books and the local books, and back year after year after year, the Oldsmobile Trivia Book, which is available in stores around town. Also, if you want to do it online, go to the website. It's a little bit confusing. The website is oldmobilerestaurants.com. And there's also a book about Oldsmobile restaurants. But on the website for Oldsmobile restaurants, you can also get the Oldsmobile Trivia Book. And it is really neat. It's a great coffee table book. It's good looking. And it has great trivia about the city of Mobile. While we're talking about books as well, my buddy Mike Bunn from over at Blakely, his most recent publication, we talked to him earlier in the year about this. And by the way, we'll rerun that interview coming up next week. His book, Early Alabama, An Illustrated Guide to the Formative Years, 1798 to 1826. So you think about how much of the history of our state is based around the Civil War and then afterwards. But what about Alabama? Days of being, you know, territory status, just early colony, even before we were a colony, different flags flying over our city, and then what happened in those formative years. It's a fascinating read and well-illustrated, great book from Mike Bunn. It's Early Alabama, An Illustrated Guide to the Formative Years. You can get this through Amazon. I got to check with Mike, or you can call over to Blakely. He may have copies over at Blakely State Park. Get that book. It is a great read for you, or if you want to give it to a gift, you have a history buff in the family, somebody interested in local history, what a great read. And you can, once you get into that book, it'll lead you to a bunch of other books for sure. Speaking of a local author and one that makes a list every year, and usually is with a new book like this year, my buddy John Sledge and his most recent book, The Gulf of Mexico, A Maritime History. What a fantastic read. You can find that at local booksellers, or just Google the book and you'll find that if you want to buy it online. The Gulf of Mexico, A Maritime History, this book by John Sledge. A fantastic accounting of our area and the Gulf of Mexico in general. Tells some fantastic stories in there as well. So you want to check that out. That is the Gulf of Mexico, A Maritime History by John Sledge. All right, run through a few here before I run out of time. And we're going to get more on these on tomorrow's show. But also my friends over at the Nutria Rodeo. Yes, thenutriarodeo.com. Just like we used to have those Nutria Rodeos in the Delta. Nutria Rodeo, a home for locally angled t-shirts and hats and other items. I wear their t-shirts. I love their t-shirts. They're high quality and they're just great. You can get as local as your zip code with Nutria Rodeo t-shirts. You need to check it out. TheNutriaRodeo.com. Get different t-shirts for different people on your Christmas list. They're going to love and they're going to realize you put some thought into this. Also, a little something to sip on. How about checking out maybe a Crowler or some Go beers from our friends over at Fairhope Brewing Company, fairhopebrewing.com in Baldwin County. And in Mobile County, John Serta and the crew at Serta's Brewing, Serta, S-E-R-D-A-B-R-E-W-I-N-G, SertaBrewing.com. Check them out for maybe some Go packs as well. So you could get a both sides of the bay pack of beers. You get something from Fairhope Brewing and Serta Brewing. And one before we wrap up here, remember, we're going to add more to this list on tomorrow's show. Our friends down at Bellingrath, Bellingrath Gardens, they have a gift certificate you can give for a Bellingrath membership, the gift that keeps on giving. If you'll go to their website, bellingrath.org, bellingrath.org. Now it's TH. Don't do what I saw many, many years ago out there, that the state had actually misspelled Bellingrath as Bellingrath on a sign that was down by 181. But those are the story for another day. All right, so that is our locals only Christmas list update for today. We'll do more on this coming up tomorrow. And if you have additional places you'd like to put on there, products you want to put on there, always send us email, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. All right, Fine Bomb on the way next. I'll talk to you on the morning for Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 1065 and online, fmtalk1065.com.
It's all about you.
Hi,
Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.